Listening to Peach Pear Plum, a parenting podcast.
It is super nice to be chatting with you, Nicole. I kind of forget from episode to episode how much I enjoy doing this work. We chat about lots of other Koopy Kids things, but the podcast is kind of special because then focus on a topic and we get to...
Attempting to focus. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
We've picked a word and we're continuing with that. And the word is...
Snacking. Is it? Or snacks. I think snacking. I think it has to be a verb because it's an action word that kids and adults alike do a lot of. Yeah. So we made this big list of word ideas when we started the podcast. So snacking comes to us a few months after maybe we scribbled it down as an idea. But I'm excited to explore it.
Well, even though we don't focus exclusively on parents, it does seem that snacking is a huge thing. And I mean, what are perfect snacks? And COVID has even changed this because, well, we'll get into it, but I mean, I have always thought, you know, with your toddler, they're grabbing snacks.
Oh yeah.
And finger food looks a little different and will as we venture more out into the public when the weather gets even more beautiful than it is today.
I was reminded of the importance of snacks. A couple weekends ago, I was hanging out with my sister and she has two kids under 10. And of course I have Tyus, and I sort of moved on past the baby stage of being prepared for everything. You know, you have the baby bag filled with everything you might need, and I'd kind of let go of that, and we're outdoors and bike riding and having fun, and then the kids decided it was snack time.
I didn't have snacks,
and I seriously had a moment of panic, like, oh no, I dropped the ball. But you know what? My sister is still enough in it. She pulled out her bag and it was like Sesame Street where they pull out things that you can't imagine how it was in there. She had yogurt cups. She had goldfish crackers. Thank goodness for those. We had fruit leather. We had a bottle of water, but no cups. So the kids sort of did this awkward, like pouring it in their mouth without touching things.
Sounds fun.
So I was reminded of the importance of snacks. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to fill up my bag. Thank goodness for those little breaks, whether it is to shift a mood or to give a little more energy to keep going, you know, to finish. The only way back out through the park is to make it out. So sometimes you just need to stop and have a snack. I don't know about you, but I love snacking.
Yeah, and then there's the snacks that get the adult through to the next phase of their day. Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite? I have two questions for you. What's your favorite kind of snacking food? And when do you like to snack the most?
You know, I enjoy a dinner and I like a breakfast, but other than that, I will happily snack throughout the day. Favorite snacking time, you know, probably mid-morning, moving into late morning. I don't usually get the snack craving at the end of the day. My family do. But yeah, I think about now.
I know, I was thinking I should have brought us snacks, but then eating into the microphone's not the most pleasant thing. But yeah, if I'd been really on it, I'd have snacks for our recording session.
How about you? What's snacking o'clock?
I have to admit that my favorite time to snack would be like reading and snacking, and I know that's not healthy from like a mindful eating perspective, but that it's so relaxing to me. So let's say like late afternoon on Saturday, hanging out with a good book, little bowl of snacks beside me, popcorn, or I am a fan of potato chips, although I'm really trying to work on my potato chip addiction. Some nuts, an apple. My kid, finally, I'll hand him an apple and he will eat it. And it's just the best thing. Because for a long time it had to be cut or had to be peeled or he wasn't eating apples at all. So now it's just great, have an apple. And I have to admit that's a favorite snack for sure.
Us too. Apple is definitely on our list too. I mean, if I have time, I love to cut it up with nuts or cheese and crackers, but with a slice of apple, maybe even on the cheese and cracker. No, apples, you know, we need a minimum of a bag of apples at our house at any given time. Apples. I start to panic a little bit if there's any left.
There's only four apples. Go to the store, stat.
Yes.
Yeah. My mom introduced my kid to apple and Nutella when he was younger, and I love my mom for 1,001 things, but I actually don't really love that, because he now finally he will just eat an apple plain, but for a long time it was like, well, where's the Nutella? That's not a healthy option for everyday kind of thing.
We do nut butter and apple sandwiches in our family.
I grew up in a big cheese and cracker house, cheese and crackers and mint tea. I feel like that was a bit of a staple of my growing up years. But now I'd say I'd like a piece of cheese on an apple just as much as a cracker.
Yeah, I can skip the cracker too.
Yeah. Oh, now I really do want a snack now that we've been chatting.
I was thinking about my snacking preferences when I was thinking about this conversation. Mm. And there's definitely like a couple of different kinds of snacks, right? Mm. Like there's the posh, fancy, I'm indulging myself, I've spent some money snack, you know?
Like involving melted brie or something.
Or hazelnuts or something that's really going to be sustaining. But I wasn't even thinking about brie, but yeah. Is that a snack? I guess it can be, sure.
Well, not the whole wheel, but you know.
But money's going to come into it, right?
Like, of course.
What about the snack for the frugal family moments? And I guess you mentioned Goldfish crackers, and certainly you see those coming out in every family, whether it's the cheddar bunnies or the, I mean, and I mean, how different is that from a potato chip, Jen, really?
Right, and I don't think it is that different. And so perhaps we will just continue to explore in this episode as many nutritious and low-cost snacks as possible.
That also are doable. Carrot sticks. We should not overlook the carrot stick.
Let's not overlook the carrot stick.
As fundamental as the apple slice, I think, or the apple. I think almost every day I'm, you know, chopping some carrot sticks for a group here at Family Place or for my family at home, too.
Yeah. I think carrots have extra superpower, obviously loaded with all the fiber and vitamins that are in there. But I also understand that eating a carrot before you have your meal regulates blood sugar in a very healthy way that perhaps can help us not overeat. I'll have to look into that for check-in later after this initial chat.
And they're crunchy. I think crunchy is often a favorite of kids, too. Mm. A lot of kids like a crunchy snack.
Yeah, something satisfying.
Yeah.
Oh, we will not overlook the carrot stick.
Definitely not. And, you know, I'm looking at, I mean, there's things that, you know, hummus and spread on a tortilla with some grated veg and rolled up. But this is we're heading into a little bit more prep.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite snacks, if I have time and I'm wanting to feed a group of people, whether they're young people or my age, kebabs loaded up with pickles and veggies and olives. So like a cucumber, an olive, a cherry tomato. These are, you know, right down to, I don't think carrots are too hard for that, but lots of things are perfect for that. A cube of feta on there too.
Love it.
And fruit. The kids like the fruit kebab better, but I like the veggie olive pickle kebab.
Yeah, that's creative and a way to have a nice variety of things.
And they can grab it. It feels kind of COVID safe. Grab the end of the stick.
Yeah.
Off you go. You just have to watch your energetic youngster with the skewer.
Doubles as a sword.
Running around the park. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's going to be fun to explore a variety of snack ideas, and maybe we'll ask some other food experts out there, or even just check in with parents as to what their favorite snacks are. Yeah. And I would like to get to the bottom of the bedtime snack controversy. Is it a thing? Is it beneficial? Is it not? My kid will not go to sleep without a bedtime snack.
So you're talking teeth. So it comes down to when my daughter was little, it was whether the teeth were brushed.
Right.
And I remember a dental hygienist talking to me about if it had to be after the teeth brushing. I don't know if this is even still a thing, but she said that cheese or nuts would break down to in a different way in terms of sugar on the teeth. So those were the only things that we would allow if it came down to the lying in bed, I have to have something for a small child that you just wanted to stay put.
Right.
I would go get a small cube of a mild cheese or a few almonds or something like that.
Yep, that's a big thing because now we're getting out of bed after we've done the whole story thing to brush the teeth post-snack. And it would be nice if that changed at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, of course, adults do it too, right? I mean, that's a perfect time to pop the popcorn, but no, we brush our teeth afterward. But.
I looked up the definition of a snack, and of course, as we, you know, we could imagine, it's a small bite in between meals. And I was a little alarmed to see as part of the definition that's usually just one or two things, which precludes our beautiful skewers of veggies or fruit. So I kind of disagree with that. But when I looked at the definition, it brought up for me the idea of other ways that we can snack that maybe aren't food related. How can we take a little moment out of our day to benefit ourselves, benefit our brain, or take a nice deep breath? Maybe a nice deep relaxing breath can even be a snack for our body. So I'm going to dive into that idea a little bit too. Can we have a sun snack? I think we can.
Absolutely. Yeah, lovely. Yes, I'm thinking of all sorts of interesting places this could go. Nice.
Yeah, awesome. Well, there's just a little appetizer, a teaser for this podcast on snacking.
All right. Thanks, Jen. We'll see where we're going, where we'll snack next.
Yeah. Chat soon.
Can you hear my voice, Anastasia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear your voice?
Yeah.
So tell me again your favorite snacks, please.
My favorite snacks are raspberries and blueberries, crackers and chips, and cheese.
And at bedtime, you like to have, you were telling me earlier, it sounded really nice.
My warm milk.
Oh, it's nice at your house. All right, you want to ask me a question?
Yeah.
What do you want to ask me?
What's your favorite animal?
Well, that's tough, but I have to say it's cats.
My favorite animal are eagles, cats, and tigers and wolves and a bird.
What is your favorite snack?
Crackers. And banana and watermelon and that's it.
How about you, Silva? Tell us about what do you do at bedtime when they ask for a snack? Do you do a bedtime snack at your house?
No, not really.
So after teeth brush, no snacks?
We have coffee and tea time. That's in the afternoon usually, where we have like a snack, I guess. Berries or slice of cake or something.
Mm. All right, and how about you? What do you like to snack on?
Chocolate. I like chocolate for
chocolate
sure.
Chocolate has been coming
gummy
up
bears,
quite a
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
All right.
That's about it.
Thank you. All right, let's see if Peyton wants to talk.
Okay, Wes.
Do you want to talk? Well, we'll get your dad first. Let's see what he says. What's snack time like at your house?
For me or Weston?
Either one. What do you like to snack on?
I like to snack
like every time I like to eat goldfish when I like when my mom is reading books to me.
All right, how about the adults? What do they snack on at your house?
Oh, you know, boring adult food like apples, muffins, raspberries, blueberries. I don't know. Whatever's in the fridge, whatever's got to be eaten.
Hi, Pamela. It's Nicole from Kootenai Kids. You are... Do I call you Dr. Pamela Ferguson?
Well, you can call me that. That is who I am. I'm Dr. Pamela Ferguson. I'm a registered dietitian, and I have a PhD in nutrition. So that's where the doctor part comes from.
Thank you. And we've spoken before about various subjects. You work in the field of plant-based nutrition. Is that right?
That's correct. That's the specialty of my practice, although I work with all types of eaters.
And we're talking, Jen and I, in this podcast today about snacking. So we wanted to ask, just feel you out just a little bit about snacking. You're a parent yourself.
I am.
And so what do snacks look like in your family?
Well, listen, everyone loves snacking, and I think in the last year with all of us being home more often, snacking has become an even bigger and more important part of our culture. And I would say that in this household, we love all different types of snacks. We do love to have a sweet treat once in a while, like, you know, a vegan ice cream bar, let's say. We love fruit. We love nuts and seeds, just putting in a word for seeds, because if you love snacking on nuts, seeds offer a very similar nutritional profile for a much lower cost and sometimes lower environmental footprint as well. But we do also enjoy, you know, pretzels and chips, things like that. We have a wide variety of snacks we like, and we also enjoy doing some home baking, which is nice because you can control the ingredients you use and really tailor your recipes and choices for what your own family prefers.
And it gets you in the kitchen together as a family sometimes, which is so much fun.
Absolutely. From the beginning, when my kids were small, we spent a lot of time together in the kitchen. And now my two oldest boys have gone on to do the professional cook program at Selkirk. And I do think that that time we've spent together in the kitchen has been foundational for my sons in terms of getting them feeling comfortable and confident and thinking that that's a career they might like to have.
How about you? Are your snacking habits just as you've described for your family?
I would say I probably have fewer chips and that kind of thing than my children do. They likely have those things a little bit more often than I do. I like to just have a range of things out if we have snacks. One nice trick or tip is to put out more sort of a mezze plate rather than just putting one snack out, like rather than just a bowl of pretzels. You can put some pretzels out with maybe some grapes and some nuts so that there are a few options on the table so that people are directed to maybe having a few different things together at once. If you're looking for a snack that fills you up, you're wanting to look for something that's high in fiber but also has some protein and some fat. So you could have some hummus and dip maybe some carrot sticks and like whole wheat pita into the hummus. That's a nice snack that has protein, fat, and also fiber. So I would say my snacking probably leans a little bit more often toward fruit, nuts and seeds, those kinds of snacks. I might make a quick smoothie for myself. I love a smoothie. Whereas if I'm having something more like chips or popcorn or pretzels, those kinds of snacks, that would be more likely to be like on a weekend afternoon watching a movie with the kids. I may have a snack that like that. That's maybe a little lower in nutritional quality, but certainly adds to my quality of life and enjoyment of my day.
It is amazing how many times snacks like chips and pretzels have come up in our conversations about snacking. We, as a culture, definitely share that in common.
Absolutely. And it's nice to know that those can, like, just have the reaffirmation that, of course, those can be part of a healthy lifestyle. You know, we don't have to give those things up. Some people may choose to give those things up, and that's fine, too, if that's your personal choice or your choice for your family. But, you know, those things can be included as part of a healthy diet.
Thank you. I asked you, and I wonder if you can share with us a family favorite snack recipe or an idea, an inspiration for your family favorite snack.
Well, you know, we probably, the very favorite would be getting together and baking something like my gingerbread cake. That's a real favorite. It's just the smell of it is so good. And there's a lot of blackstrap molasses in that cake. There's a whole cup of blackstrap molasses. And that is very rich in iron and in calcium. So it's nice to have a treat that tastes very decadent, but also includes some good nutrition as well. If you're looking for something really quick and easy that still offers those things, I love getting a medjool date, popping the pit out and just pulling the date in half, and then putting some peanut butter or almond butter on the date, and then just a couple dark chocolate chips. It tastes like a chocolate peanut date caramel, maybe sort of similar to the way that turtles, the candy, taste. But you can make it in just a minute in your own kitchen, and it's very delicious and a pretty healthy option too.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to link in the notes to all of your Instagram and your website. I love that date idea. Thank you so much. And I always love chatting with you about food, because you do allow us in our conversation a chance to kind of have treats as well as focusing on what's so important.
Absolutely. Well, you know, all of that is important, and we need to remember that food is so many things. It is nutrition, but it's also culture, and it's togetherness, and it's family time, and it's pleasure. So we need to honor all those roles of food in our life, and that's what helps to keep us in balance.
Perfect. Thank you, Pamela, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much.
You've got a lot of kids at your house. What do they snack on? Noodles?
Yes, Chibian noodles. What else? Goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
Fruit. Frozen fruit.
What about you and your partner? What are your things?
Leftovers. Dinners, yeah. No, I don't eat snacks really. I guess chips for Nathan. Oh, nuts, mixed nuts. Braden cookies. Nutella tortillas.
What about at the end of the day, bedtime snacking?
Cereal, noodles.
Okay, so we've explored a little bit about snacking with our families. Sounds like cheese and crackers is pretty high on that list. But I'm curious, as a parent and a working mom and in the craziness of this life, how do we give our minds a mental snack? You know, like a little break, a tiny little bit of nourishment, just something to move us forward until our next opportunity to rest. So I decided to explore how we might be able to do short little meditations. That came up as a way to have a mental snack. And it turns out that there's lots of other people who've considered short meditation as a type of snack for your brain. So I hopped online, the way a lot of life seems to guide us these days. There's so many good website options, things like mindful.org that can take you through a short little meditation, or a really fun site, especially for kids, called Headspace, where you can sit together as a family and do a meditation, although it's certainly more peaceful sometimes to do it on one's own. So the next time you're feeling stressed out or overwhelmed, just reach for a moment of calm awareness, you know, a mindful snack. And here's some ways to do it. And I got a lot of this information from the mindful.org website. Okay, so SNACK is literally used as an acronym on mindful.org. And here's what it stands for. S, stop. Just stop whatever you're doing. Stopping, by definition, requires us to begin again. You know, we can always begin again. N is for notice. Just stop for a moment and notice. What's happening around you? What are you feeling inside? A, accept. So this is a tricky one because we can't always just accept everything that's going on, you know, but whatever it is you're struggling with, just acknowledge it for what it is. So stop, notice, accept what's happening. The C is for curious. So we can maybe just ground ourselves in being a little bit curious. Hey, ask yourself about your experience. Hey, what am I feeling? What do I need right now? Why do I have this tension in my back? Why are my shoulders up around my ears? And K is for kindness. Respond to yourself and to others with as much kindness as you can. You know, and sometimes just observing these things can help us get back on track. So there's our acronym for a mindful snack. Stop, notice, accept, curious, kindness. Okay, now let's try it. Let's have a brain snack. Let's take one moment and sit in some quiet meditation with a little bit of music in the background. So when you're ready, push yourself back from your computer or put your phone down. Settle into a comfortable position for sitting. If you're driving, maybe don't close your eyes. But when you're ready, take a nice deep breath in and out. Let your shoulders drop. Here we go. You did it. We just had a snack for our brains. I hope you feel relaxed. I dare you to try to do that at least once a day. Snacking's good for you.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Nicole.
We have to bring some closure to this exploration of snacking.
Here we are. It was a way bigger topic than I ever would have imagined.
We've realized that it actually is important to everyone.
That everyone snacks. Everyone does it very differently. But snacks are vital to family life. That's what I've decided.
So your definition from the beginning of the podcast about snacks, by definition, are one thing.
Sounds like that's been disproven.
Well, except for the apple.
Right.
The
good
apple.
Old apple. Yeah.
But we heard Dr. Pamela talking about like a charcuterie of options.
Bring
right?
on the snack platter.
The snack platter. It was notable the number of times that the goldfish cracker was mentioned.
Perhaps not the most nutritious, but definitely the most popular snack.
I think one thing I notice is children never tire of the goldfish cracker or its varieties. You know, right. You bring that out and their eyes light up no matter where you are, who you're with.
Little fish-shaped crackers taking over the world.
Swimming straight to your mouth.
Yeah.
Orange snacks also. Carrots and goldfish cracker. Maybe it's just about sunshine and cheer.
That's what it's about.
So we were going to come back to the dental hygienist, and you did speak to one.
I did. I spoke to a friend named Sherry out in Weimar, who's a retired hygienist, and she commented that at night, if you're going to have a snack after brushing teeth, whichever order, that a hard cheese is the best snack. And you had heard that as well in your parenting journey. So fact is, hard cheese disrupts plaque formation. So have a nice little chunk of hard cheese in the fridge for those bedtime snack things.
Perfect.
Yeah. The other thing we're going to come back to is also an orange snack, the carrot. So it is a nutrition fact that carrots help regulate blood sugar. And if you eat a carrot, if you're just famished, you're getting home from school, you have to have something right away. Eating a carrot will satiate that instant hunger while also setting your digestive system up for beneficial absorption of nutrients. Lots of good fiber. I liked hearing that. So orange snacks for the win. And you know what? I think that's good. Let's go have a snack, Nicole.
My stomach is growling.